A team of University of Dayton students is helping a triple amputee enjoy life. Students have developed a device that makes bike riding easier for the disabled veteran. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Staff Sergeant Timothy Brown lost three of his limbs on his third deployment to Afghanistan. He started hand cycling, using a bike operated with one hand, to improve his health. That started after he was readmitted to the hospital nearly two dozen times. But changing gears can be tricky and causes him to lose momentum. Enter the Quality of Life Plus program and its desire to make life better for wounded veterans. QL Plus and the University of Dayton teamed up to create a shifting device that is voice activated.
Up. Down. Down. Down.
At first, Brown wasn't so sure he liked having to yell at the bike, saying up and down. But after trying it out, he told the team of five UD seniors he was getting used to it. Brian Ulinski is part of the team and explains how the voice-activated shifting device works.
So if he says up, that sounds different than down, and it can discern which word he's saying, and it sends the appropriate signal to a microcontroller, which opens and closes an appropriate relay to start a shift on the electronic shifting system that's installed on his bike right now.
Ulinski says it takes about as long as saying the word up or down for the bike to shift. It's the job of Matt Huntington to figure out the packaging.
Right now it's fairly large. We kind of strapped it onto the back of his bike. So we're currently working to get everything on a printed circuit board, really reduce it in size, and find a way to securely pad it so that even if it were to get dropped, it would be something that could survive and that he could really use for a long time.
Huntington says eventually he hopes it will fit into a water bottle cage on the bike. Student James Conair wants to pick just the right component so the battery will last for at least 8 hours. Senior team leader Ryan Kronk says they ran into problems when trying to use a phone battery charger. It didn't supply consistent power.
And we've done tests with smaller batteries that will allow us to have a consistent power source that shouldn't falter or shouldn't have any issues. One of the other issues is wind. When riding the hand cycle, Sergeant 10 experiences a lot more wind than in a laboratory, so that sound hitting the microphone became an issue.
They simply moved the mic closer. Brown wears a headset. Hao Chin Ling also worked on the battery and microphone. QL Plus's Amber Humphrey is pleased with UD's prototype. She says her organization has helped a long list of people, including a wounded veteran who lost her right arm and shoulder.
Built a device specifically for her so that she can, you know, work her core and exercise so it would be more equal on both sides.
Virginia Tech students worked on that device. The UD students got to meet Sergeant Timothy Brown this month in Ohio. QL Plus has also worked with students from UC and Xavier. UD's Kronk says he gets satisfaction out of this project.
What makes it slightly different than other senior design projects is being able to work with an individual and find a very specialized, appropriate technology solution I would say it's gratifying in a sense.
QL Plus is also designing a more stable walker for Dayton VA patients. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.